How many know where the presence of the Lord is? Anything is possible. Somebody shout anything. Anything is possible. God bless you. I don't necessarily feel to preach long, but I do believe the Lord would want to speak very simply today to lives and hearts that are in this room, because I believe it's the will of God for me to leave different than what I came. And I believe it's the will of God for you to leave different than what you came. You believe that? Said amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. There is a difference. There is a difference between a hospice and a hospital. When someone is taken into hospice care, it's usually, not always, but usually, because there is no hope of change for the physical condition that they find themselves in. Most of the time, those in hospice are there because there's no cure. There's no fix. They're too far gone. That which has afflicted them is beyond humanity's ability to render any sort of assistance to. And everyone involved realizes and understands the fact that they only have but a short time. But a hospital is different. For a hospital is where the sick go, the broken go, with belief that treatment can be given and healing can be brought about. I've come to preach simply today that when you walked through those doors, you walked into a hospital. Not a hospice. I preach today about a hospital for the hurting. This is not a place where the hurting can come to merely experience that which would only help them limp through a few more days. This is not a place where the broken can come in order to simply make the best of a bad situation. This is not a place where the lost can come and merely find that which will take the edge off the sorrowfulness of their situation. But rather, this is a place that's going to work, push, toil, pray, fast, and teach so that those that are dying can find life, and those that are broken can find healing for their brokenness. I've come to declare the fact that in this church, marriages on the brink of divorce have been restored. In this church, lives on the brink of suicide have found peace and purpose for their future. In this church, diseases that the doctors had given up on have been healed. In this church, defeated individuals have found victory through Jesus Christ. In this church, family harmony has been restored. Sins have been forgiven. Sins have been washed away. The power of Almighty God has filled lives and hearts in this church. Why? Because this is not a hospice to ease the pain of someone that is dying. This is a hospital for the hurting that has the power to heal their lives. Come on, if you know I'm preaching true, put your hands together and give God praise. I want you to turn to two or three with all kinds of faith that you have and tell them you walked into a hospital today. Woo. Somebody said amen. The Bible would say it like this in John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Lord didn't do everything that he did just to make our lives a little bit better. He did what he did in order that we might have life and life abundant. Woo. God didn't shed his blood on Calvary in order to bring about just a little joy or a little peace or a little happiness on a level that was shallow and superficial. But he shed his blood in order for this to become a place where people could come and have old broken things pass away and new beautiful things become a reality. The goal of this church, if you want to know what we're about, is to work hand in hand with the Lord in order to bring about a total, complete healing, salvation, and restoration into every heart and into every life that enters those doors. This isn't a hospice. This is a hospital. This isn't a place to make dying people a little more comfortable. This is a place that works to bring healing into your spirit and healing into your soul and healing into your emotions and healing into your marriage and healing into your family and healing into your kids and healing into your body. I need somebody to know right now, as I speak, there is a healing for your troubled mind, and his name is Jesus, and he's here right now. Can I get somebody to testify to the fact that in this church, the hurting will find help, the lonely will find comfort, the broken will find peace, the addicted can find deliverance. This is a hospital for hurting people. This isn't a country club. This isn't a place we just gather together to show off our new suits and our new dresses. This isn't just a little country club where we come together, pat one another on the back, and just do life. No, sir. No, ma'am. This is a hospital for those that are broken. This is a hospital for... Woo! At this church, we are concerned about the hurting of humanity. And we have the answer. And it's not me. And it's not Pastor Ron, and it's not Sister Candy, it's Jesus. My Bible calls him the great physician. So when you walked into the hospital today, there's a great physician at work and a great physician on call, and his name is Jesus. Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. Woo. May be seated at this church. The book would describe 2 Chronicles chapter 3 and verse 17. And he reared up the pillars before the temple. Temple's the house of the Lord. One on the right hand and one on the left hand. And he called the name of the one on the right, Jechin. And the name of the one on the left he called Boaz. Two pillars. The first pillar was named Jechin, which means God gives direction. The second pillar that was erected in the temple, the house of the Lord, was named Boaz, which means God gives strength. It is important for us to see that these two pillars were only found in the house of the Lord. Why? Because it is only in the house of the Lord that you're going to find direction for your life and strength for your living. Can I get an amen in the house? How many know you're never going to find direction out there? You're never going to find strength out there. You're never going to find direction and strength by anything that this world has to offer. But you will find those things and so much more in the hospital. In the house of the Lord is strength. In the house of the Lord is direction. If you've walked through those doors today and you don't have direction for your life and you're wandering aimlessly throughout your life, I'm here to tell you, you're in the right place today. If you need strength, you're in the right place today. The word of the Lord would say it like this in another place. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence. Ha. Sata lobokotoye. In your presence is fullness. Not a little bit, not just a portion, but the fullness of everything joy is supposed to be. Ooh. You see, there's a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is dictated by happenings. And so when something good happens to you, you are happy. But how many know good things don't always happen? And if that's all you have is a periodic happiness from time to time based upon the happenings that may occur in your life, then you're living beneath the promises that God has for you. Because he wants you to walk in the fullness of joy. Woo! Because joy occurs not because of what happens. Joy occurs because of his presence. And my Bible says that he's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same tomorrow. God wants to lift you out of that mire of the predicament where your peace or your happiness is dictated by what's going on. And he wants to transfer you into a place in his spirit where you can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Woo. Only in his presence can we find the fullness of joy. Only by keeping ourselves at his right hand in the hospital, in the house of the Lord, can we find pleasure forevermore. Somebody said amen. Let me say it like this, and I see the runway quickly approaching. The main difference between a hospice and a hospital is the expectation of recovery. At a hospice, they have no real expectation for recovery, but not at a hospital. And not here. And because this is a hospital, I want you to know that you are surrounded right now by a group of people that have faith and expectation to believe that your life is about to be changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to stand firm-footed behind this holy desk right now and declare the fact that I expect every hurting person to be healed before you leave this place today. I expect every lost person to find their God-given direction before we leave this house today. I expect every sick person to be made whole before we leave this house today. Is there anybody that has an expectation of restoration in this house? Come on, if you do, put your hands together in faith, in expectation. Somebody said amen. Now, somebody needs to hear this. If you're a guest visitor, home, whoever, you, somebody needs to hear this. It's very possible that in your condition, your problem, your suffering, whatever it is, you are surrounded daily by people who merely lament the problem with you. Surrounded by people who merely just pat you on the back and, well, I know it's bad. I know it's horrible. And all they do is come down to the level you're at and just lament with you what's going on. Now, the Bible does tell us to weep with them that weep, and so we will need to do that. But what I want you to understand is this. In this place, we may weep with you about your current circumstance, but we also have an expectation that it's not always going to look the way it looks right now. I'm going to weep with you right now. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to console you about what you're currently going through. But don't think for a minute that that's where we're going to stop. Not in this hospital, we're not. That's not where we're going to stop. We're not just going to reinforce how bad it is. We're not just going to reinforce how negative it is. We'll weep with you. We'll hug you. We'll shake your hand. But you're surrounded by a bunch of people that understand the fact that if there's still breath in your lungs, then God's not finished with you. And it don't matter what it is, our God is bigger, our God is stronger, our God is more powerful than whatever you're going through. That's what you can expect in this hospital. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Woo! Said, well, preacher, how come you guys can have that kind of belief? How come you can have that kind of expectation? How come you can have that kind of faith to believe? I've been going through this for 20 years. I've been facing this hurt for a long time. How in the world can you have that kind of faith to believe that something could possibly change in my life? And the thing I want you to understand is this. Our faith does not rest upon something that is meaningless. And our expectation does not rest upon just what we hope happens. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of the Lord. This isn't just something we're hoping for. This is promises from a God that cannot lie. If he said it, he's got to do it. If he promised it, he's going to perform what he promised. That's why if you walked into this church needing a physical miracle, I can have complete expectation for your miracle. Not because I hope it's something that happens, but because the book says in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Here it comes. And with his stripes, we are healed. It's not something that I just made up. It's not something that we just talk about as a man's creed or man's philosophy. That's the word of the Lord. God's word says in John chapter 8 and verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. At his word, we can expect that no matter what someone's past may look like, they can be set free from every habit. They can be set free from every bondage. They can be set free from the baggage that they might have walked in here with. Why? Because the word says so. Stand to your feet right now. The word of the Lord would speak to somebody in this house today. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. When you passes through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame be kindled upon thee. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. At his word, we can expect God to be with us in the trial. At his word, we can expect God to be with us in the storm. At his word, we can expect God to be a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. At his word, we can expect him to be there when everybody else has walked away. We have an expectation. At his word, somebody lift your voice, lift your hands. I need somebody's faith to begin to soar in this house right now. Hey, let me stop you for a minute, because you may have walked in here today and you're saying right now, well, preacher, you don't know how big my problem is. You don't know how bad my problem is. You don't know how long I've gone through this problem. And that's what you're sitting there. Listen, that's fine if you were in a hospice, but you're in a hospital, and the hospital has a belief system. And the belief system is based on the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord says, with man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. That's what you walked in here. That's the kind of place you walked in here today. This is a hospital where all things are possible. Don't matter how big it is. Doesn't matter how painful it is. Doesn't matter how long you've been going through it. All things are possible. Somebody praise him one more time. All things. All things, all things, all things, all things. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. So, the word of the Lord would speak to us. And it says that some do not receive simply because they do not mix their faith with the word. And so as much as that would pain us, hurt us, for you to leave this place after not receiving what the promises of the Lord are for your life, we also understand, as I said at the beginning of our service today, there is a certain pattern that God has established, that when we follow in that pattern and when we're obedient to that pattern, it releases him to work his miraculous work. And the pattern that we are to follow right now is this: put your faith in the word of the Lord. There's nothing too hard for God. By his stripes, I am healed. He's going to be with me through the fire. He's going to be with me through the storm. That's the word of the Lord. And so I'm going to put my faith and my confidence in the word. And I'm going to believe that his word is greater than the word of the doctor. And his word is greater than the word of the latest report. And his word is greater than what my husband told me last night. His word is greater than any other word. In just a moment, I'm going to open up this altar for everyone that would desire to put your faith and your confidence in the word of the Lord. But before I do, one more time, I want you to lift your hands. And I want this church to help me create an atmosphere of faith and expectation in this room.